dialect of Sutton in Sussex. Mr. Francis, aged 72, a roadman and a native, recorded in June 1959 by Michael Barry.
When I was a nipper up Timberley, I used to have to work to 7 to 5 and do our jobs on Sundays. And old Carter would say to you, well, put the collars on, boy, pretty near 7 o'clock, and off we'd go. You'd look at the trains all going up and down the line and think to yourself, must be pretty near lunchtime. Then up would come a little one with a little engine on it, and that's the lunchtime train, boy. We have your lunch, sit on the plough, 20 minutes, and we'd start again at dinner time. And if we was far away from home, we wouldn't stop for dinner, we'd leave off a quarter to two and go home. Plough? Well, it was a Ransom's. Ransom's plough with a pair of wooden handles. And perhaps old Carter, if he was in good temper, he'd let you take out the plough handles and help you along, and perhaps he wouldn't do. Anyway, I stuck in forever so many years, about 8 years, I think. And I left there and went in the gardens. And I stuck the gardens for some little while. So they give me a sack. Then I went down with the lime cart. I used to travel around different builders. And the work got slack there. And I finished that job. And then I went along with my father, where you had to work. Early mornings, late nights, and biggest ricks on the Saturday. No Saturdays off, you know. No Saturdays off. And then things come to a crack up and we finish that. Got in the gardens again. Of course, then the war broke out, I had to join up. Serve the Queen. That was that, I think. Just depends where it's a round stack or oval stack or anyway. Anyway, I never built none. What they used to call the aid farm labor always built the stacks. And you'd go round with the first layer all round the rick with the sheaves, and you'd tie them in with the next layer round and keep on till you tied that full layer in. Well, then you'd ask the farmer how many load he wanted in the rick. And you'd have to judge your own discretion when you started putting the roof to it. And after you got it up, that rick would stand 3 weeks before you were setched. And they'd fetch you in. When I started, you cut it with a faggot, what they call a faggot. You know, one of these little ones. And lay them all out and tie them up behind and shock them up so much acre. And barley you mow with a scythe, you'd pick all that up loose. Always the wheat and the oats you cut with a sickle or a faggot, whichever you like. And tie it up, as I say, so much acre. And it was pretty cheap, I can tell you, not much to get out of it, many hard work.
The wagon?
The wagon. Well, that was a big thing like, four wheels and pulled with horses. And you don't see many about now.